few things to talk with Marie Osborne about. She'll have a report for us in just a moment as President Biden announces measures to incentivize the COVID-19 vaccinations, including a requirement for federal employees. But first, with the news that broke overnight for us yesterday, former U.S. Senator Carl Levin, Michigan's longest-serving senator, has died at the age of 87. And if I'm not mistaken, Marie, one of the first assignments you had as a reporter at WJR was that you were sent out and did an interview kind of on the street. You were on the street. One of your first interviews was with Senator Carl Levin.
In fact, Paul, this was prehistoric times. So before WJR, I mean, I was just out of college.
Wait a minute. And there was no before WJR. What are you talking about?
I know, right. There was no before WJR. Well, indeed it was. I was very, very young, and I got sent out on the street for the first time. I had a really tough news director, a great news director, but a really tough one. And he said, you know, you need to really make sure you, you know, get questions answered. So after this press event was over with, I said, Senator Levin, could I just have a couple minutes with you to talk? And he said, sure. And we were at the press club in Detroit, and he took me over. There was like a little bar there in the press club, and we sat there, and he goes, hey, so what do you want to know? And he spent a half hour with me and talked. I don't even remember what the topic was that we were that I was covering that day. I just remember that he spent that kind of time with me, and I ended up getting a really great story that made my news director very happy. So I had a wonderful. And then through the years, the last time I interviewed him, believe it or not, was on the floor of the convention center in Colorado when Obama was nominated for president the first time. And he and his family were sitting there, and I you know, went over and scooched next to him and sat down, and he said, well, how are you? And we had another great conversation, and that was the last time I officially interviewed him as a senator. So he was always open to reporters' questions. There was never a question he wouldn't answer, which I really admired. He never got prickly about even some pointed questions that we threw his way.
Yeah, he was excellent. Like I said at the beginning of the show, we didn't always agree, but we were never disagreeable with each other. I think we had a mutual respect, and I found him to be a very interesting, great guy, in spite of whatever political differences we might have had. He wore his 36 years or so in the upper chamber extremely well, and I never doubted for a second that Carl Levin was doing what he thought was best for Michigan and, for that matter, for these United States. He is survived by his lovely wife, Barbara Halpern Levin, three daughters and six grandchildren. United States Senator Carl Levin, dead at the age of 87. Now, President Joe Biden has announced a number of new steps his administration will try to take to get more Americans vaccinated and slow the spread of the coronavirus, including requiring that all federal employees must at least be, well, they have to attest to being vaccinated. People dance around this whole idea of the vaccination passport, but I don't care what you call it. We're all going to have to prove that we were vaccinated. I mean, that kind of goes without saying. Or in this case, face some strict protocols. And our WJR senior news analyst, Marie Osborne, has the rest of that story.
And indeed, Paul, the president ordering all federal employees that they will need to be vaccinated.
Every federal government employee will be asked to attest to their vaccination status. Anyone who does not attest or is not vaccinated will be required to mask no matter where they work, test one or two times a week to see if they've acquired COVID, socially distance, and generally will not be allowed to travel for work.
And the move also affects about 4.3 million federal workers and also federal contractors. This is being extended to the contractors. As for the military, that's about 1.4 million people. The president has ordered the Defense Department to look into adding the COVID vaccine to the list of vaccines required by the military. The Department of Veterans Affairs announcing earlier that its own vaccine requirement will be in place at the health care agency. Similar steps are also being taken by private companies and local governments, Google, Facebook. They're now going to require vaccines here at home. Henry Ford Health System requiring all of its workers to be vaccinated by September 10th. Beaumont Spectrum Health also requiring vaccinations for workers, or they will face weekly testing. President Biden also urging states to implement cash incentives to get people vaccinated.
I'm calling on all states and local governments to use funding they have received, including from the American Rescue Plan, to give $100 to anyone who gets fully vaccinated. I know the pain people who get vaccinated might sound unfair to folks who've gotten vaccinated already. But here's the deal. If incentives help us beat this virus, I believe we should use them.
And Paul, the president also reminding everyone that 97% of the people in the hospital right now with COVID are unvaccinated.
It is a pandemic now of the unvaccinated. Thank you, Marie Osborne, WJR senior news analyst.